Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Divar is an oil lamp. You know, in Diwali, you'll find this Hindus burning a lamp that is called as Divar. So there was a Divar oil lamp. On the bottom surface was water, above it was oil. Obviously oil will be above the water. And on that was a wick that was burning. So the water is complaining to the oil that you are dirty. If you get on into any cloth, it becomes messy. People want to wash it. If it's on the hand is stained, you don't feel comfortable. So you are messy stuff. Right. And myself, I am pure. Munazzal min as-sama. I come from the skies, from the heavens. I am tahir mutahir. I'm pure by nature, and I purify as well. So I am so clean. I've come from such a high, from such high category, from such high pedigree. From the heavens I've come. I'm pure, I'm a purifier. And you are sailing above me. What the water is complaining to the oil that you are sailing above me. So the oil says, what you're saying is right. What you are saying is right. That you are pure. You are a purifying agent. You come from the heavens. Right? Life depends upon you. But now you compare yourself against me. Myself, I've been through the mill, through difficulty and struggle right from the very beginning of my existence. Beginning I was a seed. And mercilessly I was thrust into the earth. Tons of oil was covered over me. And then when I just thought of sprouting and just pushing my head above the ground, the merciless sun, the winds and the storms had all the better over me. The sun is striking over me. The storms are hitting me from one side. The rains are slashing against me. Right. Then, with all that difficulty, I came up to my youth. When I came up to my youth, then too I was not spared. Then the farmers came with the sickle, with the machines. And mere jigar ko to paash paash kar diya. They cut me to pieces. They ripped me off. I thought, now this is the end. I won't be put through any more difficulty. And then I was taken to the plant. In that plant now they sifted the chaff from the seeds, right? Sunflower seeds. And the chaff was separated. When we were separated, then I thought it was the end. Then they had tens of cows coming to smash us apart, you know, grinding us and smashing us apart. Then all that was over, then they put us through another machine, another process, and they squeezed us through and through and through, right, until eventually we came into this form of oil, right. So from the beginning till the end, it was just qurbani, it was a struggle and difficulty. And by dekho, the fruit of difficulty, the fruit of difficulty is acceptance, is love. All the difficulty that I had gone through, I am getting the consequence, the results of it, and that is love, acceptance. And you, coming from the heavens, right, anybody sees you, they can grab you, they preserve you, right? So all the way you're getting respect, you're getting honor, and you're getting embraced everywhere. People are using you up. And me, this is the qurbani and the difficulty that I come through. So this is what happens. Sometimes it is an ordinary person. I quote the example of late Haji Bhai Paria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He wasn't an alim, he wasn't a learned person. He wasn't eloquent in his speech. Right? In one bayan, will be English, Urdu, Gujarati. Sometimes he may just throw in some Zulu words also inside. Right? From the stage he'll be speaking. But there was a unique effect Allah Ta'ala had put in his bayan. And the effect was supported by all that qurbani that he made. That qurbani that he made was the thing that was motivating and pushing all that. He was saying a few words, and that few words was having that effect on the audience. Right? Now don't get me wrong, eloquence is good. Eloquence, fluency is good. Musa alayhi salam had asked for his brother to be a support. وَأَخِي هَارُونُ وَأَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِيَ رِدْ أَنْ يُصَدِّقُنِي. He is more eloquent in speech, so send him as a support so that he may confirm and testify my message. I may have a backing up. Right? So this eloquence is a good thing, but more important than that eloquence is this aspect, that struggle, that qurbani that goes behind. Right? It is that qurbani, it is that struggle, it is that difficulty that goes behind that causes that effect. That opens the heart of the person, that melts the heart of the person. That is Maulana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He comes from the great, he's great grandfather of Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. But people used to be confounded, they used to be really marveling at his talks. In spite of the simplicity, but the tremendous effect that it will have on the hearts of the audience. Someone is crying, someone is making tawbah, someone is becoming, spontaneously is becoming a namazi. Someone is spontaneously making tawbah from zina, from sharab and wine, etc. It is changing. Lives are just changing. So they asked Maulana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat, you give these talks and we give more eloquent talks. I'm talking to ulama now, see. So ye jo خانقاہ میں ہوا کرتا ہے یہ ایک مطب ہوتا ہے. This is like a dispensary, like a pharmacy. In a pharmacy, you must give the medication. The pharmacy is not meant to thrill and excite. One is to thrill and excite that you have in the circus, right? But in a pharmacy, they'll give you a bitter medication. They'll give you things that may not be too palatable, too exciting. And they may give you the same thing 20 times over. you got a headache today, and you come the 20th time, they give you the same Panado, take this Panado again. Because they don't mean to excite you and thrill you, they want to cure you. The same problem, 20th time you come, I'll give you the same medication. Wahi Purani Dawa. Right? Wahi Purani Dawa. They won't give you anything different. Anything new, they won't give you. The idea is just to cure you, to correct you, to rectify. They asked Maulana Muzaffar Sahib Rahmatullahi that you give a very simple talk. And then it has such a dynamic impact upon the audience. He says, yes, before I can deliver the talk, I make sincere dua. Allah Pak, it must affect the people. Their lives must change. They must make tawbah. They must come onto the right. Allah Pak, give them hidayat. And whilst I'm talking also, this is my concern. My whole figure is this. Right? It is not to impress. It is not to excite. It is not to give some juicy incident. Right? But rather it is that people come to the senses, they come to realization, they come to understanding, they get saved from the horrors and the terrors of the hereafter, they come to some understanding. This is the whole concern. And I speak with that frame of mind. I don't ever speak with the frame of mind to thrill or impress on the audience. Right? So this is what is causing the effect on that audience. Maulana Ismail Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah, towards the end of the 17th or 18th century, he was about the most dynamic orators. He was dynamic in his oration, but he was not just an orator. He was an alim to the level of excellence. And similarly, he was a muttaqi. He was a sheikh of the time. So at times, some of you may have seen the Jama Masjid Delhi, right? He was shut up on the stairs of the Jama Masjid Delhi. And one word he would say, Logo Khuda se daro. This one word, one sentence. And one statement, or log pareshan ho jate the. This one statement, and people used to be terrified. One person heard Maulana's lecture, just said one sentence, Logo Khuda se daro, fear Allah Ta'ala. And his life was absolutely wrong, absolutely out of way, like how you have today, and punk hair, and all different type of dyes. And so in that zamana also, every zamana has its own clowns. It's nothing new, it's not something unique to this zamana. That time also there were clowns, now also there were clowns. Just history repeating itself. And the act of the clown has to just change a little bit. That time was something else. Then his clothes are also off. At that time it was the zarana kapra pehna hua tha. He was wearing like a feminine clothing. Now it's the style has changed. Now it's masculine clothing. Women are wearing male clothing. At that time, because males are wearing feminine clothing. Just for something, just for us to reflect, you know, to understand that imitation, imitating men to women, women to men, is an illogical, unsensible thing. Just a simple example to illustrate that. It's an unsensible thing. It's not a thing that will stand to logic and reasoning. Even a sensible thing, right, to imitate, for a man to imitate a woman, or a woman to imitate a woman's clothing, woman to imitate a man's clothing, or man to imitate a woman's clothing, for a sensible thing, or right, for a trial run, right, trial run, take your wife's wedding dress, you know, and just wait for the Jummah, with the high heel shoes, and with the bangles, right, and the scarf. Only for one Jummah. Anybody will laugh, right? Because you understand, it's not logical. If it's not a sensible thing, then why does it make sense that a woman dressed up like a man? See, the whole woman You go in any of these public places, 90%, 80% of them are all wearing male's clothing, tops and pants, tops and pants, tops and pants. And the most serious thing is that now the males, the men are demanding their wives, you know, you can wear your abaya from outside, but from within you must wear the top and pants. In the house, I don't want to see you with the tarkari and all, you know, the old Indian thing, I don't want to see you. Wear the top and pants, look appealing. Look appealing. Now, why won't that home draw the wrath and the anger of Allah Ta'ala? لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ بِالنِّسَاءِ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالْمُتَشَبِّهَاتِ بِالرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. The one that imitates, the man that imitates the woman that imitates the man, both are cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both are cursed. So won't the curse of Allah ta'ala be reigning in that house? And then we are making those demands that you must dress up like this. I don't want to see you like this, chutney and puri and all that. I want to see you, looks nice, it must be appealing. Now you imagine, she's wearing tops and pants, and the little growing up children are watching all this, observing this. What respect do they have for their mother after that? Respect is gone for their mother. They don't have the respect. Whether it's in the house, whether it's outside, a woman must... Her apparel must be clear from the man's. Man's apparel, man's clothing, and woman's clothing. Two different, chalk and cheese. They can't be identical, can't be the same. If you say both were the same, both are same, you know, gender equality, then you must say a woman boxer to fight with Mike Tyson. Nobody knows it. They know they can't. It can't happen. You ever hear of it? Mike Tyson put a woman there, on Makoti there, let them fight. It can't happen. It can't work. But we know it can't work. Right? In any sport, soccer it can't work. Cricket it can't work. It can't work. Allah Pak didn't make them identical. Allah Pak is saying straight, clearly saying, Ar-Rijalu Qawwamun. Men are rulers over women. If Allah Pak said it, it is, let it be. You got a different duty, I've got a different duty. Your energy and stamina is different, mine is different. So you don't imitate me, and I mustn't imitate you. Let our duties be different. Yes, if it's an exceptional case, that's a different thing, alright? The wife is sick now, so the husband will help out. Kitchen, napkin, all that will help out, right? That's an exceptional case. Or if the, like I said yesterday, you know, Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salam's daughters, and he couldn't work. He's advanced old age, beyond that age where he can work. So to keep the fires burning, the daughters had to go out. That's an exception. That exception is not a rule. To understand that an exception is not a rule. Now you make an exception a rule. The example of it is, one person was walking on the beach, you know, so he found a gem worth $50 million. Nice big gem he found. So he says, you know what, when you become a wealthy person, walk on the beach. What will you say? That's an exception. One out of a billion people, he is luck king. He walks on the beach, found a big gem, 50 billion. But that's not a rule. It doesn't work for everybody. One person in a billion, it worked for. So it's not a rule. Mustasna ko qaida nahi bana sakte, isko kulliya nahi bana sakte. An exception, you can't make it a general rule. So what we are getting at is we need to work on the soul, on the qalb. Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that a sick child was brought to an alim, to the Qari Sahib, and the Qari Sahib was reading with pure tajweed, Surah Fatiha and all that. Qul Wallah, Surah Fatiha, whatever. And pure tajweed he read, and he blew on the child. Nothing doing. He brought the child thereafter to the ordinary person that was in the masjid. In India they call him the mullah. See, the mullah is some menial job in the masjid, maybe sweeping or whatever. They call him a mullah. Chalabad maybe thene, koi mullah. Mullahji. Yeah. Sometimes it's an alim that's called a mullah, like Mullah Ali Qari, an alim, right? And sometimes it's someone doing some job. They call him a mullah. So they call him, they took the child to this mullahji. Say, do something for this child. So he read, Kul wallahu ahed, Allahu samed, lam yaled, and tu. And the child came right. And mullahji is striking that al-Qari sahab. Dekho, tu ne apne zaman ke upar mehnat ki. Maine apne kalab ke upar mehnat ki. Can't even speak well, poor chap. You worked on your tongue. You rectified your tongue. And I worked on my heart. What works is the heart. It's not a license to read without tajweed. Don't get it wrong, no. It's not a license to read without tajweed. But it is showing chalk and cheese. It's showing, it's a comparison. The importance of purifying the heart against the tongue. Tongue has to be rectified and purified and corrected. But more than that is the heart. This whole Musa and Firaun incident, right? إِنَّهُ مَيَّأَتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Right? وَمَيَّأَتِ مُؤْمِنًا قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. And then what? How that ayat ends? فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَىٰ. And then how does the ayat end? وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. اور یہی بدلہ ہے ان لوگوں کا جو اپنے قلب کو درست کرتے ہیں. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. تَزَكَّى again, who rectifies his heart. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Again, same thing. It's soul, correct it. Now, I have to make you understand that the apparent is important, outward is important, but for Allah Ta'ala's sake, try and understand this, that the heart is more important. At-taqwa hahuna. Right? Taqwa is here. Iman is here. Right? The whole basis of your deen is here. Right? It's in the heart. So won't the heart be more important? Won't the heart, won't the soul be more important? I mean, there must be a reason that the Quran Sharif is taking approximately 11 oaths. وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Approximately 11 oaths. And then, as an answer to the oath, جواب قسم میں کیا فرمایا جا رہا ہے؟ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. 11 قسم کھانے کے بعد جواب قسم میں کیا بتایا جاتا ہے؟ قد افلح من زکا. After 11 oaths, one is اللہ پاک, من ازدق من اللہ حدیثا. Can there be any person more truthful in speech than اللہ تعالی? His kalam, right? And then it's the Quran. And then اللہ پاک is taking 11 oaths. شمسی ودوحاها والقمر اذا تلاها والنہار اذا جلاها واللیل اذا یخشاها. And after 11 oaths, I tell you, Allah Ta'ala's qasam, and by the majesty of Allah Ta'ala, His qasam, and by the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, 11 times I'm taking an oath. Now, will you have any doubt then? Now, yeah, Allah Pak is taking the oath. It's recorded in the Quran. 11 times, one shot Allah Ta'ala is taking 11 oaths. And then He's concluding that oath as an answer to the oath. What do you want to say? What message? You know, when you take an oath, you want to convey a message. You want to impress on the message that you are conveying. That's why you took the oath. That your listener must be convinced that there is no doubt in this. That's why you are taking that oath. So after taking 11 oaths, Allah Pak is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّعَ. کہ جس نے اپنے دل کو صاف کیا یقیناً. After that oath, again یقیناً. کہ جس نے اپنے دل کو صاف کیا, اپنی تزکیہ کیا, واقعتاً وہ فلاح پایا, کامیابی پائی. So that whole کامیابی rotates and revolves around this. Okay. Now look at the hadith. Just showing you now, open your mind, you see. Get things in perspective. The first person to go into Jahannam is a mujahid, right? Is an alim. Is the generous person, right? What? Corruption stemmed from where? Ji? The corruption stemmed from where? From the heart. فَقَدْ قِيلْ. It will be told to you, فَقَدْ قِيلْ. إِنَّكَ قَاتَلْتَ لِيُقَالَ أَنَّكَ مُجَاهِدًا. Yeah, you had fought and you had strived, that people may say that you are a great mujahid. فَقَدْ قِيلْ. Well, you have acquired that. Now, he is dispatched, thrown into Jahannam. The first person to be thrown. Mujahid, wealthy person and alim. And the reason is obvious. The reason is that Islam, for the survival and the flourishing of Islam, these three people's services are required. An alim, he will teach, he will impart, he will encourage, he will orate, etc. Right? Or will be a mujahid. He's fighting, right? For the cause of Islam, he is fighting, he is struggling, he is striving. And the third person that Islam requires for its continuity is the wealthy person. Right? He is helping, he is assisting, he is building a masjid, whatever. Right? So the Islam requires these people, but their hearts were corrupt. Their service have been rendered. Their services have been rendered. Not that they didn't render the service, but the heart was corrupt. Look at it. The hadith says, "Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bir-rajuli al-fajir." Sometimes Allah Ta'ala supports this deen bir-rajuli al-fajir. Man may be a sinner. His heart is corrupt. Gunegar hai. But Allah Ta'ala supports the deen with him. This hadith came when one sahabi went and told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this person is a very, very valiant and a very good fighter, and the way he's fighting. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that's in his place, but he is a Jahannami. The kafir, or he's a Jahannami, one of the words. I can't remember the exact words of the hadith. So this person is surprised that this person is fighting for the cause of Islam, and he's fighting with such bravery, such valor. And Nabi Sallallahu is saying that he's a Jahannami or he's a kafir. Then sometimes later, some person came and told Nabi Sallallahu, yes, what you said happened. We saw that this person was injured, he was lying down. And he couldn't take the pain. And he took the sword and he pierced himself, committed suicide. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُّ الْفَاجِرِ. Allah Ta'ala may support the deen. Now this is something for us to be afraid of. The madrasa, now you're doing deeni work, right? Khanqa, you're doing deeni work. Jamaat, you're doing deeni work. Wealthy person, you're doing deeni work, right? Qari Sahib, you're sitting on the mimbar and you're delivering a qiraat, doing deeni work, right? So all are doing deeni work, but isn't this something for us to be afraid about? That the work will happen. At your hands, the deen work will happen. But it's not a guarantee that you'll be delivered from trouble if your heart is not right. Your heart is right, to sab kuch sahi hai. Lekin dil sahi nahi, to paise bhi gaye, aur akhirat bhi tabah ho gayi. Your wealth also is gone, And akhirat also is destroyed. You didn't achieve anything. So when you come to the Khanqa, you see in deen there's three levels, remember, right? There's three levels of khidmat. In Abu Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah, I heard him say, there's three levels of khidmat. One is the intention, that's the first level. Second is the structure, right? And third is the soul. And then the example he gave is like an architect, right? He sketches the whole thing out. Then the builder, you will see, he puts up the structures, right? Right? And then is the soul of the house. The soul of the house is the wife. Right? That's the soul of the house. Now you come to your house, for example, right? And the wife isn't there. Ek din ke liye to aap bardasht kar lenge. One day you'll make sabr. Huh? Now one ustad's wife was gone for umrah, you see. So one day zara muh bana karke mere paas aaye. You can see that he put up his face and he came to me. He said, Mohana, but you know what, my wife is gone for umrah. So I know what is going to be the next statement. Obviously I knew what's going to be the next statement, right? But just to tease him now, let's see what he's going to say. So what? And I said, so what? Then what? So more now the whole house is like a kabristan. It's like a kabristan, really. The wife is like the soul of the house. And she's not there, the whole house is like a kabristan. So one is the sketch, then is the structure. Then is the soul. Right? The level of intention, then the structure. The structure you get at the madrasa. The structure of deen, where you get it. They'll tell you what is faraz, what is wajib. You'll get it there or you'll get it in the jamaat. They'll give you the structures of deen. Right? They'll give you targhib, do this, don't do this, right? So they will give you the structure of deen. Then the third is the soul, the essence of deen. The Shah will say that the essence of the deen is in the khanqa. Right? The essence will come when the heart is right. When the heart is right, then you'll get the essence of the deen. If the heart is not right, then you won't get the essence of deen. You may get the structures. And the structure, you can't underestimate. Just the structure will absolve you of your obligation of faraz. Right? It will absolve you of your faraz. But uske upar iktifa to karte nahi. Right? You aren't content on that. Are you content on a cup of coffee without sugar? Are you content with that? Bottle of Coke, the one that is kosher now. You're not talking about the haram one now. It's all maslahs, a lot of maslahs, see? Coke. Right, you can imagine a Coke without the gas and without the sugar. Right, will you drink it? Without the sugar, just without the gas. Flat, totally flat, all the gas is out, you'll drink it. See? Are you going to drink it? But actually it's still Coke, you'll drink it. Even though I'd rather drink cough syrup then. I don't need to drink this. You give me dawa, give me that cough syrup. Don't put me through this slow torture, right? That's what you'll say. So similarly, that the essence of deen, the soul of deen is at the khanqa. One is the structure of deen, and the other is the essence of deen. The essence of deen is in the khanqa. And the essence of the khanqa is get the heart right. Get the direction of the heart right, the molding of the heart right. Get that sincerity. Get the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let your nazar be on Allah ta'ala. Let your sight be on Allah ta'ala. We read that incident today of Khalid bin Walid al-Diyan. Lengthy incident, but just the gist of it. When he was dismissed from his post, right? So Umar radiallahu anhu, it's a lengthy incident. I don't want to go into that. One day, inshallah, if I get time, some other aspects of that incident I want to discuss, inshallah. But Hazrat Umar told him that, I hear you are complaining about your dismissal, that people do not appreciate you. So Khalid's reply was, that's a rumor, it's a false rumor. I am not at all displeased at my dismissal. And my outlook in this thing is that I intend to serve the cause of Deen. If Islam requires me, and Islam requires of me that I be at the position of a commander-in-chief, that I will serve service from that position. And if Islam requires me to be an ordinary foot soldier, then I will serve Islam at that level. My outlook and my niyat is not the position, not to serve the position. My niyat and my intention is to serve Islam. Islam requires me to serve at that position, I will serve there. It requires me to serve as an ordinary foot soldier, I will do that. So the position is immaterial, whatever position. Now, ye to hamare liye sabak ki cheez hai. Ye hamare liye sabak ki cheez hai. Someone asks you, how you've been in the madrasa teaching big kitabs, right? And they ask you some masla or whatever it is, to teach you some hadith, something. So you readily teach the person. And he comes with a Nurani Qaida. He says, bhai, teach me the Nurani Qaida. He says, wahan maktab par chale jao. Bhai, mujhe mere maghzmari karne ke liye kyu aaya hai? Won't we say that? But with the same cheer, you're going to teach the person Bukhari Sharif. If you got the time, and you know how to teach it, you must teach that Nurani Qaida. Usme aur isme kya fark hua? Ye bhi deen parhana hai, wo bhi deen parhana hai. It's also deen, that's also deen. Kya wajah hai ke at that position you feel cheered up, and in this position you feel very disillusioned, you don't feel comfortable. Outlook must be service of deen, at that level or this level. You're not worshipping the position, you're worshipping Allah Ta'ala. Same in any other work, whether it's in Jamaat or whatever. Today they give you the mimbar, they gave you the audience, so there's an ijtima, 50,000 crowd, right? And you the main speaker. MashaAllah, you spoke then. And the next day they told you, alright, you know what, right? The Jamaats are coming in, just be at the istiqbal. Just go and receive the Jamaats. So the cheer that you had been addressing the 50,000 crowd, now you must make that istiqbal as well. There mustn't be a difference in your morale and your cheer. Because my outlook is service of Deen. Deen wants me to serve at this position, I will serve. Deen wants me to serve at that position, I will serve. The position is not what I am after. It is Deen that's what I am after. So now these are discrete things. And we discuss it not because we need to run anybody down, but we begin to understand our problems. We begin to understand our problems. If we don't understand our problems and we consider the position to be the be-all and end-all, it becomes the goal. And you miss the line, you miss the cause. You miss it very badly, you miss the train. Gone. It is gone, class is gone. You know, we begin, we had Mawla Khatani now, Mawla Suleiman Mullah, so popular, series are coming everywhere, Radio Ansar, this, that. So now, I'll only get Kabul, Allah will only make Kabul of me if I'm coming on Radio Ansar. If I don't come then, no, don't have it at all. Not in the mind at all, mustn't be even slightest in the mind. Don't run any of these big people down, nor aspire for that. But you work at your own pace according to Mashura. Whatever Mashura has been given, Mashura says, you work here, go and work there. I remember in the 60s, I just want to show you the type of mindset we need to have. In the 60s, I can still remember vivid incidents. Jamaat has been prepared. Now the Jamaat work was very, very young at the time. Jamaat is prepared. And it's about the first Jamaat to go into Arabs. America or to London, right? First Jamaat going outside. So it's a big thing now. First Jamaat and going overseas to a place like Europe, London or America is a big thing now. At the 13th hour, the Shura says, you know what? There is a small adjustment in the plan. Instead of spending your 2 months in London or in America, spend it in Malawi. Now, I remember at that time, those people that were being sent, there's not a frown on their face. Not at all, not a frown on their face. Hey, here, the bridge was about collapsing. You know, we had to go and save that London bridge. Right. And now they're putting us here in the backyard, Malawi. They must make up their minds what they want. You know, what aspirations we have now, London, and we'll go to, what's that shop? Harrods, and we'll make this shopping and whatever. But I've gone for this experience and that experience and all that. And now they're putting us to Malawi, our khane ka tikana nahi. Machhar ka to tikana hai. Lekin khane ka tikana nahi hai. They're putting us here. And those people, the level of the sincerity was absolutely, there's no frown on the face. Our outlook, our niyat is the service of deen. If it happens in Malawi, it happens in London, it doesn't make a difference. Al Mawlana came here, was asking for mashwara for his son. Quite wealthy he was, Allah blessed him well. He's my friend, studying around the same time, so his son is also Mufti Sahib. So he says to me that he wants to send his son to America and he must do free service for deen. Right? It's about 12 years ago. So this is a very wonderful intention. But why America of all places? If you want more volume of work, then you can get a greater volume of work in these African countries. Then I told him, see, you see from Maputo, Malawi, and all the neighboring African countries, right? Rhodesia, etc. From one line to the other line, simply, very easily get at least about 15 million African Muslims. And there, America, what difficulty you'll get Muslims, first of all. You have to make an appointment. Maktab will be once in the week. Lot of difficulty you'll find a proper maktab where there's 2 hours of madrasa every day of the week. Lot of difficulty. Comparatively, there's greater mocha and there's greater opportunity of doing dini khidmat here against America. What is the reason for preference for America? So it's more, I never thought of it. America, we think of America and all that, we've got a very glorious picture. American life and all that. But really what you are saying is right. What you are saying is right, that here there's more opportunities for khidmat. Not that the khidmat mustn't be done there. The khidmat must be done there. But the better approach is get those American ulama, there's quite a few ulama, to go and work and serve their own people. Otherwise the fear will be that your son will go there and in 3-4 years time he will also be an American then. 3-4 years time, it will change him off, it will drop him off his feet. He will wash him off his feet. Now this one, American came here for his brother's wedding, you know. So he tells me, you know what, hey, a lot of my friends and my families and all, they become Maulanas and Hafiz, and they come to America. I mean, they are Americans and they come back. And they're like one of us, they're doing everything that we do. And their whole philosophy is that if you don't mix into the crowd, don't mix up and interact with women, etc., and do all the things, then we can't spread Islam. We have to do it, we have to get into them to spread Islam. So your son going there won't make a difference. Get those people involved. And get them tied up with the Jamaat so that they can come, they can remain on the cause. Come for 40 days or something, Nizamuddin, come back and go back. let them carry on, you know, shuttling like that. And if you don't shuttle them, then the American tide will wash them out of their feet. So this whole focus, the whole focus of the Khanqah is the heart. What you're talking about, the heart. It's called Durus Karo. So they say, ye tajalli gahe akbarast. Dil badast are ke ye tajalli akbarast. Get your heart under control. Get your heart under control. Because if you want the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala to come, right, the tajalli, the special nur to descend, then the special focus of the nur of Allah Ta'ala is the heart. But that special nur will come when your heart is right. Well, the heart is not right. The heart is not right. You've got all dirt there. You've got all suraj there. You've got all napak and najis inside their heart. Now the nur will come. It won't find the room there. It can't descend. He's got, that heart got malice. He's got pride. He's got jealousy. He's got arrogance. Okay? It's got greed. So it's got all these problems in it. Now how can the tajalli and the nur of Allah Ta'ala descend? So get that heart right. Tajalli gahe akbaras. It's the greatest receptacle for the, or the greatest accepting power for the special tajalli and nur of Allah Ta'ala. And you see how much of nur of Allah Ta'ala would descend in that. But get the heart right first. So this whole effort, this whole mehnat is to get that heart right. I say there's two mehnats. One is the body and one is the soul. Right? The soul you get in the madrasa or in the jamaat. And the mehnat of the soul normally you get at the khanqah. So why you need to spell it out so you know what you must get where. What you are striving for here, you must understand. This is what I've come to strive for here. So am I getting it or not? Am I moving in that direction? My heart is coming right. Am I getting the correct mold or not? Am I getting the correct formation or not? If it's not, then I must strive. I must understand that this is the thing that I've come for. And I need to get it. Once I got that, then if in the madrasa, then I'll be right. I'll be a good teacher. Then I'm not worried that I'm getting this type of salary or not. Right. Then I'm looking alright, my basic needs have been covered. And my whole intention, my focus must be Dini Khidmat. That person came after Asr, I'm prepared to teach him. He came after Maghrib, I'm prepared to teach him. After Fajr, I'm prepared to teach him. Anytime. That is, if the heart is right. There's a taqaza to go out in Jamaat, to Malawi, to Tanzania, to London, anywhere, I'm prepared. Within my budget, I'm prepared. I'm not choosing that I must go to work in a certain place, no. It's a taqaza of deen, wherever they tell me. And I won't have any frown on their face. Now imagine if everybody thought like that, how much of khidmat could have been achieved. They told me to work here, I'll work here. I put my heart and my soul into that. So if the ulama had that, the jamaat had that, then I'm sure, I'm 100% sure, at least the service of deen will be doubled and tripled. Because everybody's in all the, everybody's mind and everybody's heart is right, is correct. There isn't that type of filth in the heart. That filth of the heart has been washed out, has been cleansed. So now, inshallah, progress will be very easy, very simple. But if this thing is in the heart, then I want to have this type of khidmat. I want to do this. If I don't get this, I won't be able to work. Now everybody has the same bizarre, same temperament. How are you going to get dini work going? Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.